the band. Pretty eyed pirate smile, you merry music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Tickets I've forgone, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand in their auditorium. I'm not afraid to die.
on the clothes I'm trying to dance. Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down and she's so blended.
And so another wonderful tiny dancer emerges onto the planet. And we're speaking of pregnancy, because pregnant women risk being induced needlessly due to stress, being in hospital, because that also artificially inflates blood pressure. Now, somebody who knows all about this and can develop a whole variety of other things is clearly the Professor of Obstetrics and Maternal Fetal Medicine at St. George's University, part of the University of London, and that would be the fabulous Asma Khalil. Good morning, Asma.
Good morning.
Asma, first of all, congratulations, because I gather we changed the timing, but the actual telephone number for this, because you've been delivering a child this very morning.
Yes, a life of obstetricians.
Well, exactly, but I mean, just hats off for from that perspective. But let's talk a bit more about this particular finding, this survey that women across the UK, and we're broadcasting it presently at the James Cook University Hospital up in Teesside, and might be people in the maternity ward listening to this, and it is a stressful thing actually being in hospital, and you know, blood pressure can go up, and so on and so forth.
Yes, well, 1 in 10 of women experience high blood pressure in pregnancy. Some of these women will develop this condition called preeclampsia, which could be life-threatening, so it could potentially harm or be dangerous for the mother or the baby. What we found, obviously, because of this potential risk, these women are advised to come to the hospital 2 to 3 times weekly to have their blood pressure and urine checked. And as you said, that can be stressful for these women. They have to, arrange childcare, transport, and that could be stressful and also expensive to this woman and to the NHS because of this extra visits. What we found is that when you compare the blood pressure readings at the hospital compared to the blood pressure readings at home, they're actually significantly higher in the hospital. And as you said, that's potentially because it could be a stressful situation being at home, while actually the accurate or the true blood pressure readings are the ones that are at home.
Now, one of the things, of course, that you've gone on to do together with the NHS has been to develop a new smartphone app that actually allows pregnant women to monitor their blood pressure whilst at home. Now, I love acronyms, and Hampton has to be a classic. Home monitoring of hypertension in pregnancy. That's awesome. It's like ostrich, outrageous suggestions taken readily in courageous hands. But Asma, talk us a bit more about Hampton and how that obviously allows patients to record their own blood pressure and results themselves before the whole thing sort of emerges.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So Hampton, or Home Monitoring of Hypertension Pregnancy, is a new smartphone app which allows women to safely monitor their blood pressure and urine at home rather than having to come to the hospital unnecessarily. The way it works is that these women input their blood pressure and urine readings in the app, and they answer a set of trigger questions. The app is connected to online secure platforms, so the doctor, the midwife, and the hospital can actually see the readings in real time. And the app will advise these women whether it's fine, reassure them, and they can continue monitoring, or actually they need to take 5-10 minutes, rest, and repeat the blood pressure readings, or actually if the blood pressure readings are high, they actually need to go physically to the hospital.
Obviously loath to start bringing in finance to issues relating to people's health, well-being, and so on and so forth. But actually the good news about this is this actual application could save the NHS £1,700 per patient with high blood pressure, which when you actually move up the numbers, £44 million a year. So that can't be bad.
Absolutely. And that's why the app is already implemented in a number of NHS hospitals, and these numbers are increasing every day. And from today, in fact, this app can be accessed by the patients directly, so it doesn't have to be through the hospital.
Now, is the intention to hopefully roll this out so that there's hospitals ranging from, obviously, St. George's through James Cook University Hospital and more will actually be able to access this?
Absolutely. So Hampton is part of the NIA program. That's an NHS Innovation Accelerator, which is supported by NHS England, Academic Health Science Network, and UCLB, or University College London Partners. So that the vision is the fact that it will be implemented across the NHS maternity hospital.
And presumably, as with all apps, relatively straightforward, relatively easy to use, because, added tension, you don't want to be trying to work your app out whilst at the same time as having the stress of sort of thinking, is my blood pressure high, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. So we actually, we worked with the patients, with pregnant women, while we're developing the app, and therefore we wanted to ensure that it's user-friendly and it's accessible to all pregnant women from different ethnic backgrounds, from different socioeconomic class. We want to make sure that every single woman will be able to use it, and it's very easy to use.
As obviously we continue to shift with respect to the whole world of improving the quality and so on and so forth, again, just looking back to the original sort of line that you suggested, that many women have actually had white coat hypertension and they've been induced into birth and so on and so forth. This is one way, presumably, in which those kind of challenges can be developed. And I mean, let's just talk a little bit about white coat syndrome, because you know, that notion of seeing the white coats coming towards you and instantly panicking, is that psychological as much as sociological?
Absolutely. So we found that when we started using Hampton in our everyday practice, we discovered that a lot of these women, that we their blood pressure readings were high in the hospital and were managed as people who have high blood pressure in pregnancy. When you actually look at the blood pressure readings at home, it's completely normal. This is white coat hypertension. Mm. And this woman would have had unnecessary medical intervention in the form of starting medication for the blood pressure or actually inducing labor. Because women who develop high blood pressure in pregnancy, we tend to induce them from 37 weeks. And most women don't like to have induction of labor. Most women would rather go into labor themselves rather than being induced. You know, induction of labor, you have prolonged hospital admission. The women describe that the pain tend to be worse if they are induced compared to if they go into labor themselves. And sometimes it doesn't work, and therefore you end up by doing cesarean section. And also from the hospital point of view, and a pregnant woman being in the hospital for 2-3 days being induced compared to a pregnant woman that comes into labor by herself, it obviously is much more expensive.
Now, for specialists, people can obviously access the Obstetrics and Gynecology Journal from that perspective. So that's one thing. But in terms of folk who are listening to this, the additional good news, if people are saying, oh, we can't wait for it to be rolled out to the NHS, you can actually purchase this app already directly from the App Store for £14, which can't be bad.
No, I mean, that the license is for 12 months. And that covered the entire pregnancy in about 3 to 4 months afterwards. And that works about maybe £1 a month. And it's much cheaper than actually what the patient would pay for transport to come to hospital for any of these visits.
Absolutely. So it's just as well as, say, the 9-month gestation period is still in force from that point of view. Asma, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with you. Are there any other places you'd suggest people could actually go to find out further details about this fabulous application, the Hampton app, and indeed what we've been talking about this morning?
Yes, you can have it on the App Store, and also you can go on the website on trackermedical.com.
Well, as I said at the start of the piece, not just hats off to your good self in terms of delivering a child before doing an interview. I mean, I think I just couldn't do it as a male. It would be easy off from that point of view. So well done from that perspective. Two final questions for you. Have you had a reasonably interesting and hopefully painless and not blood pressure rising telephonic interview with us this morning? Has it been okay for you?
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Asma Khalil, Professor of Obstetrics and Maternal Fetal Medicine at St. George's University Hospital, University of London. Take care. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, baby, I love your way every day, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, I love your way every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't
And in a few moments' time, we will hopefully be speaking to Director of Publishing at Mr. Men, Alison Green, and Children's Wellbeing and Nutrition Expert, Shona Wilkinson. Meanwhile, a quick heads up with the Ebor Festival progressing nicely at York today, obviously York Racecourse. If you see the St. John Ambulance people around, please donate. Give some money. Share them. Share the joy with that. Actually, the St. John Ambulance people, events like the Ebor Festival could not take place, plus heaps and heaps and heaps of many other fantastic events up and down the country. So if you're at the Ebor Festival today, or you know anybody who's going to the Ebor Festival, look out for the St. John Ambulance people. Okay, moving on. As we said, hopefully a feature with the Mr. Men folk talking about the importance of reading and why not indeed. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting, Channel 1 for Hospedia. Time for another Mr.
Calling a cat.
admittedly not quite as calming as the theme to Mr. Men, but still got that Mr. theme in there, Killers and Mr. Brightside. I don't think he's ever emerged in the whole sequence as yet, but perhaps Director of Publishing at Mr. Men, Alison Green, could share with us whether there are any intentions to maybe bring out a Killers version of Mr. Brightside in the Mr. Men series. Probably not, I suspect, Alison.
Maybe not, but I think Mr. Happy is a good Mr. Brightside, don't you?
Exactly. It's positive stuff there. Not only, of course, do we have your good self, we also have nutrition expert extraordinaire, that's Shona Wilkinson. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk about some recent research that suggests that children who read at home feel happier and calmer, particularly if they're accompanied by somebody else. In a sense, it's kind of self-evident, but sometimes you need the research to back this up, really, that when you've got classics like the Mr. Men, People, etc., then it does actually help. So, I mean, Shona, from the point of view of nutrition, before we turn to Alison about the Mr. Men phenomenon, would you say this? Were you surprised by this research?
No, not at all. We know that when children read or they're read to, that their brain cells are activated, and this is going to help with their cognitive function, their brain function. So we really encourage children to read. We also obviously encourage them to have a healthy diet. Children's nutrition is quite a hot topic at the moment. So that's why Halib Orange has teamed up with Mr. Men and Little Miss to talk about nutrition for children as well. We want to make sure that they're getting the right nutrients to help their brain function, in particular something called omega-3. Which is a fatty acid that you get from oily fish.
It's a win-win situation. Before we know where we are, we'll enter our own nutritional expert with Dennis the chemist. But Alison, as we sort of turn back to your good self with respect to Mr. Men, and yes, the brand has to be in the background there, how did you get into the whole Mr. Men phenomenon yourself and Little Miss, etc.? Did you think, you know, this is a dream job for me, being head of publishing indeed at Mr. Men?
Well, yes, I've worked for the Mr. Men and Little Misses now for 8 years. And it's been a real journey. I've loved every minute, and I predominantly work on publishing and also all of the consumer products there. But we're a small and sharp team at Mr. Men headquarters, so we get involved in all of the projects together.
And frankly, the world is a better place for that. Let's move back to this campaign, Mr. Men and Halib Orange, and a UK-wide campaign. You've talked a little bit about omega-3 already and the importance of that from that perspective. This surely has to be a win-win situation, Shona, from your own perspective, that you know, you've got an improved mood, you've got a calm mood, you've got a whole variety of other things happening from that point of view, and you've got the opportunity of actually topping up nutritional supplements with vitamins that are essential. And let's face it, you know, without these conditionally essential routines, the quality of life will actually just drop phenomenally.
Absolutely. We know that certain nutrients are needed for brain function. We know that children aren't great at eating oily fish, for example, or adults for that matter. So we always want to promote a very healthy, balanced diet. Food always comes first. That's the most important thing. But you may need supplements to literally supplement your diet. But we want to encourage a really healthy eating plan and taking time to read to your children, making them feel special, making them feel calm. And obviously with the Mr. Men books, a lot of the parents have read those as well when they were children. So it's great fun for the adults to read as well. So as you say, it's a win-win situation, and we need to look after our children's health and well-being. Because they're going to be looking after us when we're older.
I find it very hard to believe, Alison, that it's been over 45 years that Roger Hargreaves' Mr. Men and Little Miss series have actually been entertaining, educating and enthralling children across the UK. What do you think is it about the Mr. Men package that sort of just works so well and is so intergenerational?
I think it's, you know, it's a combination of small books for small hands, that represent a group of characters that is based all around our personality traits. And I think we can all identify with those characters. And I think there's a Mr. Men and Little Miss in all of us. And I think that's why they've evolved, and that's why we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary in 2020.
I've always been a keen fan of Mr. Tickle personally, but that's a different line.
My son's favourite.
Well, there you go. It's amazing. We should actually sort of work in a little Mr. Tickle moment just for yourself and your son. It would go like this, I think.
See, it's very useful indeed, having arms as long as Mr. Tickle's.
And that's all we need to say. So, moving on, one of the questions which we thought we'd point, but hopefully it's self-evident here, why is it so important that children actually read? Alison.
Oh, okay. So, well, from my perspective, I have so many amazing memories of reading as a child, and I think there's so many benefits. You know, not only does it develop a child's imagination and their creativity, but we also know that it helps with their social and communication skills. You know, it allows children to escape into weird and wonderful worlds that they never would be able to. And I think if we can encourage that in any way, it's a good thing.
And from your own perspective, will there ever be a Mr. Nutritional Expert, do you feel, Shona?
I think there definitely should be a little Miss Nutritionist.
Exactly.
Well, that could be on our list, yeah. Who knows?
So where can people go to find out further information about some of the things we've talked about in not only this wonderful campaign about the Mr. Men series, etc.? Is it simply as easy as typing in the Mr. Men series to your search engine?
So exactly. If you go on our website, which is www.mrmen.com, you can find out all the information you need about the book bus tour. As I said, we'll be visiting 5 locations across the UK, starting from the 28th to the 1st of September. So come along.
Well, you're absolutely right, of course. I mean, the tragedy is, of course, Nottingham is probably the closest to Lincoln. And as far as our Teesside studio is concerned, they'd have to probably make their way to Bradford. But anyway, 20th of August, you're in London. 29th of August, Bradford. Manchester is occupied on the 30th of August. Then Nottingham on the 31st of August. Peterborough on the 1st of September. Come on, you've got to expand this tour. I mean, there's got to be a bigger tour from this point of view. What about the other parts of the country that desperately needs to have this tour of Mr. Men and Nutrition coming to them?
You know what, we would love to be everywhere, and we don't want to disappoint any of our fans. So who knows? Watch this space.
This is good stuff. We've got 3 final questions for you. The first one is actually a musical choice one, and I'm going to ask you both to make a selection in terms of whether you would like to send the listener Mr. Sandman, Mr. Postman, Mr. Vane, or Mr. Wendell. Which one of those particularly sort of routines for that?
I'm going to go for Mr. Vane. I'm going to go for Mr. Wendell.
I tell you what, we'll try and squeeze them both in, but I think Mr. Wendell at this particular stage just about sort of bursts into that particular basis. 2 final questions. Have you both had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Thank you so much. It's been lovely. Thank you.
Hopefully we can connect with you again in the very near future. Alison Green, Director of Publishing at Mr. Man, and Shona Wilkinson, as I said, nutritionist extraordinaire. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
$1. In fact, no, brother man, here, have 2. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause of him we walk. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride, realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Thank you.
Well, there we are, especially for Alison Green, Director of Publishing at Mr. Men, and Shona Wilkinson, Ace Nutritionist, the full Mr. Wendell with Arrested Development, and just a smidgen, a little int of Culture Beat and Mr. Vane. Of course, we're talking about Omega 3 and the importance of how that particular brand can actually help children, together with reading with their parents, and what better way than actually following the Mr. Men tour? Well, who better than to actually go to Mr. Chemist himself, Mr. Nutritional Expert himself, Dennis the Chemist, who's going to have all manner of wondrous things to share, not only possibly about Pharma Nord and Omega 3, but also perhaps, you know, the constant battle about, thank the Lord, we don't, as far as I'm aware, Dennis, have a Mr. Sugar or a Mr. Nicotine.
Good job we don't, because when you're reading the papers, well...
Frightening stuff, isn't it, Dennis?
For example, Thursday, August the 23rd, yesterday, the headline in the Mail, Daily Mail, Britain's diabetes explosion, unhealthy lifestyle to trigger huge rise in heart attacks and strokes. And Kate Pickles, the health reporter, on the front page is saying, Britain's diabetes epidemic is set to claim tens of thousands more lives every year. Soaring rates of this condition, this is diabetes, will trigger, you can't believe it, 400,000 cases of heart disease every year by when we get to the year 2035. This is almost 30% more than we're currently getting, which is about 300,000 cases. The British Heart Foundation study said instances of heart failure, angina, heart attacks, and strokes will all leap due to the rise of type 2 diabetes, which is linked to unhealthy lifestyles. Next paper, this was in the Metro, heart attacks set to soar. Heart attacks and strokes are set to soar over the coming years as the diabetes epidemic sweeping the nation takes its toll. The growing number of people with diabetes could trigger a 30% rise. And then the next one, what was this one, the Express headline, diabetes will cause thousands more heart attacks. Heart attacks and strokes will soar as the diabetic epidemic takes an ever-growing toll. The British Heart Foundation warns such incidents linked to the condition will rise by 30%. It is estimated 39,000 people living with diabetes will suffer heart attacks that year, 9,000 more than 2015. More than 50,000 people will have strokes, a rise of 11,000 on 3 years ago. The charity predicted the cases of angina and heart failure are all set to soar. So, you mentioned the name Pharma Nord, Alex, and Pharma Nord is a Danish company, obviously from Denmark, and in Denmark, all health food products, unlike all the other European countries, in Denmark, they have to make health products to pharmaceutical standards. So I'm a pharmacist. The old name for pharmacist was chemist. So I got the nickname Dennis the Chemist. But as a pharmacist, giving out medicines which are made to pharmaceutical standards, so I was very impressed when I came across, about 26 years ago, a range of about 48 health products from this Danish company, Pharma Nord. They're all made to pharmaceutical standards. So the tablets and capsules are packed in foil, just like your normal medicines. And they're all tested to pharmaceutical standards. So I started talking and giving interviews on radio and television broadcasts. Radio Manchester, Radio Liverpool, Radio Blackpool, Radio Oldham, Granada Television, I was doing over the years programs with Julie Goodyear, who used to be in Coronation Street, George Hamilton, the suntan film star from the Godfather films. I did many programs on Granada with Claudia Winkleman, who's now one of the lead ladies in the very popular Strictly Dancing. And I'd honed all this knowledge and repeating all these wonderful health facts to help the health of the people of Great Britain by repeating so many wonderful advantages of taking supplements to maintain good health. And there's another wonderful piece of information which has arisen. I will slip in here because on our last program I was just going to mention in the relationship to diabetes and in the relationship to controlling sugar levels that Pharma Nord have got a brilliant product that I've now sold over 2,000 packets since it came out at the end of 2015, a product called Bio Gluco, from the word glucose, sugar, control, helping to control your sugar levels, which of course is the big problem in this looming up massive problem of 10% of the population having diabetes, which is where the person can't handle sugar properly, and the sugar, as it builds up, combines with the cells of the body. So, for example, in diabetes, unfortunately, we have high levels of eye problems, retinal problems. The sugar combines with the protein of our body. It combines with the protein of the retina, and that can lead to diabetic retinal problems that can lead to blindness. It combines with the proteins of the heart muscles, and so they don't work properly. And one person in four amongst the diabetic population can get heart problems and kidney problems. There are, unfortunately, 20% of diabetics tend to die younger than they should because sugar, glucose, sucrose, fructose, all these sugars combine with the cells of the kidney, and the kidneys, of course, are your filters. If you've got a Rolls Royce, you can drive it without a bumper, or if an aerial snaps off, but you can't drive your Rolls-Royce if the filter's blocked. And similarly, if we don't look after our kidneys, and one way of looking after them is not to have all this sugar, the cakes and the chocolates and the sweets and the biscuits and the Mars bars and the Bounty and the Kit Kat and the Coke, cans of Coke is 8 spoons of sugar, a Mars bar is 7-8 spoons of sugar. Everything is sugar. Even in the paper I was reading in the Mail also yesterday, it was saying which summer iced drink has 13 teaspoons of sugar. And they were going through the fact that, for example, a McDonald's Belgium chocolate honeycomb iced frappe costs £2.49. It's 309 calories. It's got 36 grams of sugar. Divide that by 4, because every 4 grams is a teaspoonful of sugar. 4 into 36 goes 9, so it's got 9 spoons of sugar. A Pret-a-Manger Berry Blast, which costs £3.25. What's in it? 44 grams of sugar. Divide 44 by 4, 4 elevens of 44, 11 spoons of sugar. Costa coffee, coconut and watermelon, fruit cooler. A drink costs £3.25, and that's got 26 grams of sugar. 4 into 26, 6 and a half spoons of sugar. And so it went on. Caffè Nero, a garden mint lemonade, costs £2.95, 31.8, call it 32, 4 into 32 goes 8, 8 spoons of sugar. Raspberry and Italian peach booster, 50 grams of sugar. Well, 4 12s are 48. So that's 12 spoons of sugar. And the Starbucks caramel cheesecake frappuccino. 55 grams of sugar. 4 into 55 is 13 spoons of sugar. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we don't realise we're drinking. So sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking. I mean, that's a terrible thing, to set fire to rolled up paper containing leaves from thousands of miles away, setting fire to them at one end, breathing in the smoke at the other end, and ending up with a host of things, of problems, besides lung cancer, emphysema, COPD, we now call it, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, circulation problems, heart problems, and even macular degeneration. Manchester University showed years ago that 1 in 4 people with macular degeneration are actually smokers. They're getting their eye damaged from smokers. And that's one of the leading causes of blindness, along with diabetic retinopathy. So sugar and smoking are two terrible things that, yes, millions of people do, and they shouldn't do it. You don't need all this sugar. And the children, well, that's what we're reading, that children are going to, we're told they're going to get diabetes at such a young age, much younger than people are getting type 2 diabetes now. They'll be getting type 2 diabetes. There's 500 children in Great Britain who are under 10, and they've got type 2 diabetes. And unfortunately, it can lead to an earlier death because of all the damage. And they will, unfortunately, some of them will be dying before their parents. So I'm linking this to the Pharmanaud product called Bio Gluco Control, which is made up from two substances. One of them is a berry from the mountains of Chile. And up in the mountains, for centuries, people have been eating this berry. And this berry has a property that it stops starch being converted into sugar. So that's a wonderful opportunity to stop starch breaking down to sugar. The other ingredient, it also slows down the speed at which the sugar, when you digested it, enters your bowel. Your bowel is 27 feet long from the mouth to the anus, and everything from your food passes through the walls into the blood vessels to take the food round your body. But it will also take the sugar round your body. And as we've just said, sugar damages the eyes, the heart, the kidneys, and it also damages the nerves to the legs. And unfortunately, another common problem in diabetes is that when the sugar damages the nerves to the legs, then the nerves can't work the blood supply very well. And so people can get gangrene. And especially in diabetic sugar damage, it's called diabetic neuropathy. And unfortunately, there is an actual number, a fact, that in this island called Great Britain, and I'm not even talking about all the other Western countries across the and countries across the world that are having too much sugar. In Great Britain alone, every week, 169, I can't believe the number when I say it, 169 people are having a leg, foot or toes amputated. And if you multiply 169 by 52 weeks, because that number was each week, so multiply 169 by 52, it comes to over 7,000 operations for amputations of feet, toes, and legs through having too much sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine. So this product, BioGluco Control, the berry part of the capsule, the berry, the purple berry, that's slowing down and helping to stop the production of the sugar from the starch that we eat, because it blocks the enzyme glucosidase. That enzyme, glucosidase, is the enzyme we make to convert starch into sugar. So by blocking the enzyme, you greatly reduce the amount of sugar. The second ingredient is a mineral called chromium. Those of you old enough to remember when car bumpers weren't made as they are now from plastic and rubber, they were made from steel, chromium plated. They were shiny like mirrors, and people used to clean their car proudly and polish with a chrome cleaner this chromium plated steel bumpers at the front and back of the car. But it turns out in medicine we need a very small amount of that mineral in our body, and we don't get it from our food chain. We need 100 millionths of a gram. You cannot imagine, listeners, how small 100 millionths of a gram is. And you've got to share it with the cells of your body. Well, how many cells have you got? 100,000? No. 100 million? No. 100 billion? No. 100 trillion? Yes. That's a very big number. And every cell needs a little bit of chromium. Why? Because it allows the entrance, because when it comes into the body, the chromium allows you to make a substance called chromodulin. So remember, listeners, without chromium, you can't make chromodulin. You can ask, you know, your chemist friends, your doctors, your consultants. I've asked my chemist friends, my doctor friends, and consultant friends, have they heard of a substance called apochromodulin in every cell in the body, waiting for some chromium to turn the apochromodulin into the chromodulin? And I've not found one friend amongst pharmacists, doctors, consultants yet who've heard of this story, this pathway, where the apochromodulin, if you've now got the chromium, because it's in the Pharmanord capsule called bioglucocontrol, and you can give it to children over the age of 5, one capsule a day, and it will greatly help them to handle the sugar and the starch much better and reduce their chance of getting this terrible problem of diabetes type 2. So when the chromodulin is now made, because you've got the chromium from this product, BioGlucoControl, the chromodulin allows the receptor in the cell wall of your 100 trillion cells to open. Without the chromodulin, the door won't open, and your insulin that's brought, as it's supposed to, the right amount of sugar to the cell to give you energy, if the door isn't open, the insulin's going to get fed up waiting on the outside of the cell. So it thinks, what am I going to do with this sugar? The right amount to give the person energy. Oh, I'll have to store it as fat. I'll give them a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin. And even if they don't drink alcohol, I'll give them a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And believe me, listeners, it's very important not to damage your liver. You may not realize it, but it's the biggest organ in your body, bigger than your kidney, bigger than your spleen, bigger than your heart, bigger than your... it's the biggest organ in your body. You can actually lose 80% of your liver, and it will regrow the rest, a new liver, within 3 months. An amazing organ. You store iron in your liver. It's an organ of detoxification. Car fumes, petrol fumes, diesel fumes, sprays, chemicals. The poor old liver has to break everything down. If you drink alcohol, you're pickling your liver because it has to break it down. So it's very important to look after your liver. And if you're not got this bioglucocontrol ingredient, and at the moment I'm talking about the chromium part, which becomes the chromodulin, which tells the receptor door to open. If you can't open the door because you haven't got enough chromium, and we're all low in chromium, then you're going to store the sugar as fat right across your body and even give you, even if you don't drink alcohol, which is also giving you a fatty liver disease, which can lead to the need for a transplant in the end if it becomes very damaged. But now we've got another problem looming up. We've got non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And once again, it's because the insulin is storing the sugar because it can't enter the cell without the chromium becoming chromodulin. It will store it on your bottom, your belly, your double chin, and give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So that's a wonderful product from Bio Glucose Control from Pharma Nord. And I've actually had pre-diabetic people, which is one person in five, is pre-diabetic. Yes, of the listeners listening, thousands of people, one in five, unfortunately, in the next 5 years, of those who are pre-diabetic will become diabetic with all the problems that can arise from being diabetic. So that's a very good Pharma Nord product. And a more amazing, equally amazing story was a paper that came out the 20th of August, just a few days ago. And this was talking about a trial of a Pharma Nord product, which I went to the conference to hear the result of this Pharma Nord product result. I went to Sweden, because in Sweden, five top cardiologists, heart specialists, had done a trial with 440 people aged 70 to 88. So these elderly people, my age group, I'm coming up 78 in February, so these people were 70 to 88. And half of them was given a mineral called selenium, the world's rarest mineral, and Great Britain's soil happens to have, unfortunately, the lowest selenium levels in the world. What selenium, some of you will be thinking. I'm talking about selenium, but you don't know what it is. Well, you know iron is good for your blood, and calcium is good for your bones, and zinc is good for your immune system. So there are many minerals, but and magnesium, the mineral magnesium, Pharma Nord make biomagnesium, that's good for your nervous system, helps you sleep, helps you relax, stops muscle aches, stops muscle twitching, helps irregular heartbeats. If you're getting palpitations, I don't mean atrial fibrillation. I mean, it would help that as well, but you need medicine for atrial fibrillation. But if you're prone to the odd palpitation, it may be that you're low in magnesium. But coming back to this story in Sweden, they gave half the 440 elderly people one tablet from the Pharma Nord range called Bio Soleno Precise, a tablet that costs 10 pence a day, and it's giving especially the people of England, and this was done in Sweden, where they've also got low levels of selenium in the soil. But in Great Britain, where we're listening to this conversation this morning, we've got the lowest selenium in the world. The people listening to this program and the other 65.5 million people on this island, we've got the lowest levels of selenium in our body because the British soil, when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we've got the lowest selenium. And you need it to make 25 pathways. For example, selenium P will protect the liver if you can make selenium P. But we've got very low levels of selenium. Selenium K protects your kidney, the M1 your muscle, the N1 your nerve, the S1 your skin. And thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And any ladies listening, it's mainly ladies who are on thyroxine tablets for underactive thyroid. That little white tablet is called T4 in the hospital, and it's got to be converted in your body to the active form T3, and it's a pathway using selenium that does it. But in Great Britain, it's very hard to make this pathway because we haven't got enough selenium. We only get 31 micrograms a day from the British soil through the food. Japan get 400 a day. Venezuela get 350 micrograms a day. North America get 250 a day. And you, the listeners on this island, you need to take a tenpenny tablet a day called Bio Salino Precise. That will give you the precise amount of 200 millionths of a gram. To add it to your lousy 31 microgram, so 200 plus 31 is 231. And that will greatly enhance your entire body, because you can now make the 25 pathways. So within this trial, for 5 years, they followed elderly people aged 70 to 88, giving them the substance selenium, bioselenium precise, one tablet a day, and two capsules of the main, the biggest seller of all of PharmaNord, bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram, what a mouthful, bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram capsules, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal. This is the substance that gives you energy. And when you pass 20, your liver, where it's made, the liver again, starts to make less. By the time you're 40, you've gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And by the time you're 18, all being well, I'll be 80 in 2 years, you'll go back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. I've been taking this Q10 and the selenium for 25 years. I'm never tired. I'm on no drugs for anything. My mother on this got to 92, did all the book work without Alzheimer or dementia. My uncle died last year at 99 and a half. It's amazing, two products from PharmaNord. They're two biggest selling products. Bioselenium Precise, a tenpenny tablet giving you selenium, and the Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsules, one twice a day. And in this trial, the death rate in the people taking the real, those two products, for 5 years, in the age group 70 to 88, the death rate, they were looking at dying of a heart attack, which kills one person in three worldwide. The death rate dropped 54%. Now, that's unbelievable. But what's happened now, this new paper, that trial lasted 5 years, and it finished 7 years ago. So 12 years have gone. But they found that people who were on the trial and who stopped the supplements, because it was a trial, they were given these products in Denmark, and then a lot of them, you know, human nature, they stopped the trial. But they found, because they took them for 5 years, even though they've stopped them now for 7 years, the potential, and I'm reading this now, the potential cardiovascular benefit, that's for your heart and blood supply, of combining Bioselenium Precise from PharmaNord and Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, one capsule twice a day from PharmaNord. The cardiovascular benefit persists for a long, long time, even after stopping the supplementation. The benefits were still evident 12 years after that trial.
And Dennis,
using the selenium and the Q10.
That is the moment
where... And they dropped to 40% lower cardiovascular death rate, even after stopping...
Dennis, I know you could go on for another 12 years non-stop, but you probably will, sir. But that's the message that's there.
This is a new paper that's come out. It's actually altering your body to protect you. It's just...
The moral of the story is keep taking those nutritional supplements. Dennis, it's been awesome as ever. We're back with you, I think, in a fortnight from now. So yes, if people are feeling a little bit low, don't worry. There's a whole heap of Dennis the Chemist podcast goodness. Exactly. In fact, you can listen to a non-stop, if you wish to listen to probably the equivalent of 72 hours non-stop Dennis the Chemist material. You can listen to it via our podcast system, of course, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. It's been wonderful as ever. We will speak again in a couple of weeks' time. Keep on keeping on, Dennis.
Thank you.
100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution,
oh,
then
right.
you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250?
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Raymond! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.